Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today. Welcome to the Bullish Picks Podcast. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell, right here. Streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You've got stock market questions. I've got stock market answers. Tap in. Catch me on IG at Ask Blank. All right. All right. We are here. We are back for another edition of the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. We are counting down, plowing right through it. My list of top 24 picks under $24 per share for the year 2024. I hope you've been enjoying it and getting some insights, some aha moments. I'm all about that. I love it when I throw out tickers that really give people the, wow, that sounds good. That sounds like something I need to be thinking about right there. I like giving people something to think about and inspiring you. If I can just provide a little bit of inspiration that makes this all worthwhile. This is a labor of love. I'm not getting paid to share my insights, my thoughts, or sentiments on any of these tickers. I do it because I sincerely care about the financial literacy and financial aptitude of all our people. So I want to have everyone reach one so I can teach one and make another one better. So what we're going to do is keep going through this list of tickers and see if we can find something good to nibble on for our portfolios. And the next company that comes across my desk is the one and only Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, ticker symbol NCLH, NCLH. And as you guys know, Carnival Cruise Lines also made it on my top 24 list as well. I've had an affinity for cruise line stocks, had my eye on them for quite some time. If anybody pulls up a five-year graph, if you pull up a five-year graph and you look at when pandemic hit, because we all consider ground zero pandemic low to be March of 2020. If you go look at March of 2020, right before that, you'll see something consistent on all of the cruise line stocks, and is that they fell off a major cliff. I mean, nosedive city. Okay, nosedive city. On March 16th of 2020, Norwegian Cruise Lines hit a low of $7.03. $7.03 was the low. Okay. Right now, at the time of this recording, Norwegian Cruise Lines sits at $18.82. $18.82. You could have nearly tripled up by now if you had known that was the pandemic low was ground zero. If you look at this graph and you go back merely 3 months, January 13th, 2020, Norwegian Cruise Lines hit a high of $59.78. $59.78. January 13th of 2020. By February 10th, a month later of 2020, Norwegian Cruise Lines high was $54.28. Stock had dropped $5 per share, roughly. They had a low of $50.97 a month later on February 20th. We go roughly a month later past that to March 16th. And they had a low, pandemic low, $7.03 by March. In January, almost $60 a share, a high of $59 and change. By March, $7.03. The euphoria for cruising is back. People are doing it, they're booking it, and they're going. And we know that is primarily been considered a three-headed dragon for at least the U.S. market. People love the Royal Caribbean, Carnival, and yes, Norwegian. We know that there's other cruise lines that exist, including Virgin Voyages and Silver Sea, Holland America, Celebrity Cruises, Princess Cruises. It's a lot of cruises out there. Disney has a cruise line. Viking, right? It's the space with competition for certain. But cruises have a cult-like following. And you may have heard me say that before, but the people who like cruising love cruising. And they're not cheap. And they're, for some people, on their bucket list or YOLO list and all that kind of stuff. And the demand is there. And you can clearly look at the chart to see what, you know, like, wow, what happened? So now it's a matter of, it's a long-term plan, in my opinion, right? You got to let, I know that the bookings are not where they were pre-pandemic, but they're growing. A lot of the cruise ships have been growing sales incrementally over the last year plus, but I'm going to take a look and see what Norwegian has going on. So we're going to jump right to it and go to their profile page on Yahoo Finance and see what it says. All right. Headquartered in Miami, Florida. Consumer cyclical sector in the travel services industry with 41,000 full-time employees. All right. And we're going to scroll right down to their description. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings Limited, together with its subsidiaries, operates as a cruise company in North America, Europe, the Asia Pacific, and internationally. The company operates through the Norwegian Cruise Line, Oceania Cruises, and Regent Seven Seas Cruise brands. It offers itineraries ranging from 3 days to 180 days. Calling on various ports, including Scandinavia, Northern Europe, the Mediterranean, the Greek Isles, Alaska, Canada, and New England, Hawaii, Asia, Tahiti, and the South Pacific, Australia and New Zealand, Africa, India, South America, the Panama Canal, and the Caribbean. It distributes its products through retail, travel advisors, and onboard cruise sales channels, as well as meetings, incentives, and charters. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings Limited was founded in 1966, and again, is based in Miami, Florida. So I do like that they've been around since 66, right? They've been around for a minute. They know what they're doing. They have cruises from 3 days to 180, and they all over the place, all right? They're all over the place. So we're going to look at the summary, walk around the vehicle before we look under the hood. $8 billion market capitalization, a 2.6 beta. So it's kind of volatile stock. They have a 48.44 PE ratio, price to earnings ratio. So Norwegian Cruise Line is profitable. They earn 39 cents per share, their EPS for the trailing 12 months. They don't make a lot per share, but they're a profitable company. All right. Some companies aren't profitable, they're growth stories. But if you've been around since 1966, this isn't a growth play. This is like a rebound play. We're playing this off of, they were almost $60 a share pre-pandemic, and now they're almost $20 a share. There may be some rebound room. It's kind of my thesis on why I think it'll go back up. They don't pay a dividend. They take whatever they make and put it back into the company to help it to grow. So we're going to go ahead and look under the hood to see what's all good with Norwegian Cruise Lines. This is a New York Stock Exchange stock. All right, let's get right into it. So gross profit margin, just shy of 2%, 1.94%. Operating margin for the trailing 12 months, 6.25%. Return on assets, just over 3%. Return on equity for the trailing 12 months, just shy of 90%. Wow. So the first four key financial ratios are all positive. And one is a whopping 89.97%. And that's return on equity. And equity is us, the shareholders. So that's highly encouraging. Income statement, revenue for the trailing 12 months, $8.55 billion. So they made $8.5 billion in sales, which represented quarterly revenue growth up year over year, 30.8%. So just shy of 31%. I like double-digit growth. That's encouraging as well. EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, is $1.81 billion. And as we already told you, they have 39 cents earnings per share. Balance sheet. Cash on hand for the most recent quarter, $402.42 million. Total debt for the most recent quarter, $14.73 billion. Ouch. They have a lot of debt. I guess if you are buying cruise ships, I'm sure those aren't cheap, right? It's going to add up, especially if you got a fleet of them. So a considerable amount of debt for the company. No surprise why they don't pay a dividend. You can't afford to. They got too much debt to service. So that is a concern for me, that it's a lot of debt. However, the company is profitable already despite the amount of debt they have. And dig this, the quarterly revenue growth year over year is up almost 31%. So that means your sales are up. And when we're talking about a rebound play, sales are trending up for a company that's already profitable. So that means that's more money in sales coming in that they can pay down more of their debt. And as long as they can keep doing that, then that makes sense. And clearly they're hitting it off the ball out of the park for us shareholders, because the return on equity was nearly 90%. Now, granted, this was the last quarterly earnings. We want to see if they have some consistency going on and can build a track record of success. The next earning date is scheduled to come the first week of May. So about a month from now, we'll be able to hear and see what's going on with Norwegian Cruise Line, ticker NCLH. So they made it. They made it to my list, y'all. So we got two on the list. We got Carnival and we got Norwegian. Made my list. Top 24 stocks, bargain basement stocks. With your main man, 100 grand, Cam Blanks Perrell. Until next time, tell a friend, text a friend, tweet a friend, have them tap in. We out.
Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at MountSinaiOliveOil.com.